This story has, as you can see, five episodes. The first episode of the journey up the mountain and the transfiguration, it has the feeling of, you know, going up Mount Everest or, you know, going up a high mountain and of his being then transformed. It is a vision of Jesus as God. So the challenge for telling this is how to convey that. Now, another possibility is to do it with a sense of awe. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. And that might be, you know, more appropriate in many contexts. So I'm not sure whether, you know, the awe treatment or the enthusiasm, you know, joy, triumph, you know, vision, big treatment is best. The verbal thread of Moses and Elijah is what connects then the second episode. So there appeared Moses and Elijah, and then Peter says, you know, one for Moses and one for Elijah. Another interpretive matter in the telling of this story is how to present Peter's words. Mark explains after Peter's words that he said this because he was afraid. It implies that he said this in such a, you know, in a bumbling, fearful manner. Here, there is not that explanation, and so that implies that perhaps Matthew, you know, told it with a little more dignity for Peter, since he's just been, you know, Jesus just named him as the rock, and on this rock I will build my church. So, once again, that's something that that you can decide in relation to how you tell the story, given your sense of what Peter is here. Humor is not out of the question. That's a judgment call that I think each storyteller has to make for themselves. The words of God. Often these words are told in a big, authoritative, deep voice. You know, the voice of God. This is my son, the beloved, and so on. I don't think that's how God sounded in the stories. I think it's more likely that it's like the voice of God who spoke to Elijah, that it's intimate, that it's close, and that it is a quiet, calm voice. And so that's my sense of the voice of God. The words of Jesus to the disciples that and the fourth episode are calm, and also words of a leader, you know, get up, don't be afraid. And then as they were coming down the mountain, this then introduces the next story. And so the episodes are all wacko here because the lectionary editors, you know, take this first sentence of the next episode and make it the last, but I just arranged it this way. So this is a story that is an epiphany. It is an experience of God's presence and of the transformation of our perception of who Jesus is. And so this is the first major indication of his glory, and it follows the passion prophecy so that the humiliation that is associated with the prophecy of crucifixion and death is then followed immediately by this prophecy, this vision of Jesus' glory. It is like the Philippians hymn, you know, that he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, and therefore God has highly exalted him. This is the highly exalted story. And so that's what needs to be conveyed in the spirit of the telling of this story, the exaltation of Jesus.